The town of Newmarket is proceeding with its 2022 budget, adding solutions for birds flying into library windows and goose poop. Committee of the Whole today approved the $174.4 million budget, which is largely unchanged since the start of council's budgeting process, maintaining a 1.99% tax increase, but did add some items based on council feedback. Mayor John Taylor said the budget strikes a balance between a low rate increase and asset sustainability. It's about finding that balance and trying to move forward in both ways and trying to manage the impact on our residents, Taylor said. There's a lot of work to be done in terms of building and maintaining the community, but I think this budget really does find a good balance and positions us well for the future. The budget includes about $32.7 million in capital spending, $13 million carried over from 2021. The town is budgeting for several major infrastructure projects, including the Mullick Park, an outdoor ice rink, and the Mullick Multi-Use Path. Over 3 years, the capital spending authority is $90 million. Added to the budget is $30,000 for windows at the library to help address birds crashing into them. The budget also now includes $50,000 for public parquets and sports pad design, $100,000 for the design of trails in the northwest quadrant, and confirms $370,000 for the design of the Mullick multi-use path. Another $25,000 was added for a goose management study originally excluded over staff capacity concerns, aimed to explore best practices to address goose droppings throughout town, including Ferry Lake Park. Councillor Kelly Broom thanked staff and council for including the funding to help address birds crashing into the library. "That's something that has been and will continue to be a sore spot for those participating in the library, and I look forward to getting some remedy for those concerns," she said. The town received 295 surveys for its budget consultation period, which asked the public to rank their priorities. Maintaining all service levels came out on top, followed by trails and parks funding and then support for local businesses. But 19% of respondents ranked all the provided categories equally. Council also received a presentation on a new asset management plan. Though most of its assets are in between fair to very good condition, the town projects it will need to start adding more toward asset maintenance reserves, with an estimated 10-year infrastructure gap of $81 million based on current spending levels. Deputy Mayor Tom Vegg said that costs should be split by those using the assets now and well into the future. "I don't think that is something that is fair to just kick down the road, no matter how difficult the decision may be," Vegg said. "Asset replacement and asset maintenance are probably one of the most important things that we do as a council. In addition to the residential rate, there is also a 3.8% water rate increase and 10% stormwater rate increase in the budget, potentially adding a total of $103.47 to the annual tax bill of an average detached home annually. That would be approximately $81 for semi-detached, $80 for a townhouse, and $61 for a condo, according to town calculations." Newmarket Council is due to finalize its budget December 13.